This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Many store owners across the Chicago region are waking up this morning to broken windows and shelves emptied of their goods. Looters hit retailers in city neighborhoods and in the suburbs, and in many places, it seemed police simply couldn't keep up. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell spent much of yesterday on the South Side, and here's what he saw.
It was broad daylight at Fifth Third Bank's branch in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. About two dozen men and women crowded around ATMs in the drive-thru. One of them went to work with a sledgehammer to try to knock one of the machines out of the wall. In West Englewood, a liquor store was closed up with metal shutters, but someone had pried a piece up, and people were lined up to duck in under it. They streamed back out with arms full of bottles and boxes. There was gunfire in the street, and the looting kept going. A couple of police officers finally drove up. One stood in the opening of the liquor store with a big pepper spray canister. He doused everyone as they exited through the opening. The cops stood guard for a few minutes. When they left, the looting resumed. Up and down South Ashland Avenue, looters hit cell phone shops, pharmacies, dollar stores. In the back of the Yards neighborhood, 31-year-old Donatus Estes waited for a bus and said none of this surprised him.
Pent up frustration forever. I mean, people have been poor for a long time, so all it takes is the right situations to happen for people to unleash. People have been riding for thousands of years, and it's always a culmination of things.
A woman with pulled back gray hair stepped over and said she gets it.
But still, a ride and tearing up your neighborhood is still no excuse.
You may or may not at property being burned than the life.
I'm 70 years old. I've been here for a long time. But I understand it. But like I say, still tearing up your town ain't got nothing to do with it.
Then a 56-year-old named Daryl Pryor came up.
We're going through 2 months already.
He was talking about the coronavirus pandemic. It's hit African Americans especially hard.
They finna do, man. Don't you know, they finna shut this down. They finna shut us down completely from this, man. Behind this. You realize that?
I make all my money in the house. So.
I'm talking about it. They might do martial law on us.
They've been, we're going to do that.
You know, ain't no telling what they're going to do now, man, because it's stupid.
So you're afraid of what they're going to do?
That's stupid.
Martial law. It wasn't the last time that idea came up yesterday on the South Side.
Basically, what we're doing right now is we're taking our delivery trucks and we're just putting them against the wall. This way, nobody can get in or out.
A 32-year-old man who says he goes by Fred tells me looters just emptied out a furniture store he co-owns up the road. He and his partner have six other South Side locations, and they're trying to secure this one.
I mean, all I can do, to be honest, is pray that this violence stops.
Fred says he's Palestinian, raised in Chicago. He now lives in Bridgeview, a nearby suburb.
As of right now, the only thing that would be able to, you know, clean everything up is going to be martial law. There's no other alternative at the moment. Stay home. You get outside of your house, you're going to have consequences. It's that simple, to be honest. This way, you know, all the peace can, you know, come back. There's no peace right now.
Thank you for shopping at your local Walmart. We know it can be a difficult time, and we're working hard to make everyday life a little
easier. A few blocks away, this automated parking lot announcement seemed like a beacon to hundreds of people. Men and women, all ages, grabbed shopping carts and filled them to overflowing. Less than a block away, same thing at an Aldi's. As that looting picked up speed, about two dozen police officers were gathered three blocks away in front of a dollar store that was already empty. They were led by Kevin Berry, lieutenant.
There's officers that are detailed all over the place right now, so we're just trying to put out as many fires as we can.
I asked why all of his officers were in front of a destroyed store while looting was in progress at those big stores down the street.
We're going from one location to the other location. This is my third time here so far, and then I go to close down another location, and then everybody comes back. We're all on foot. We're walking from one location to the other and trying to do the best we can. We're, you know, we've been to the Walgreens down the street. It's already been emptied out. Moving from one location as fast as we can to get to the other.
On the South Side yesterday, moving as fast as they could was not nearly fast enough. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.